astrologers or wise men from the East have picked up a lot of baggage on their journey through the centuries. First, they got a number, 3, though Matthew says nothing about how many there were. As time went on, they got kingships, because the psalm we pray today as a responsorial speaks of kings bearing gifts. They got races, and even eventually names, Melchior, Balthasar, and Gaspar. In 1248, construction began on one of the world's most beautiful buildings, Germany's Cologne Cathedral, to house a gold casket that supposedly contains their relics. Sometimes it seems they have so much baggage that we can no longer see who they are. So, who are they? What is this special celebration today all about? Literally, an epiphany is a showing. That's a hint of what this day is. Epiphany is a celebration of the showing of Christ to some very fortunate people, us. Jesus was born of Jewish parents in a Jewish town, a Jewish boy who grew to be a Jewish man. Why would the birth of Jesus mean anything more to the greater world than the birth of any other Jew? Even granting him to be the incarnate presence of God on earth, of what significance would that be to those who are not themselves members of the chosen people, the Jews? Other great acts of God for that people did not particularly help others. Moses led the Hebrews through the sea, but it was not the best thing that ever happened to the Egyptian chariot corps. The good news promised to the Jewish people and fulfilled in the coming of Jesus could have been exclusively theirs. What we celebrate today is the wonderful love of God that did not limit itself to a single people. Jesus came to and for the Jewish people, but he also came for all of us who have no natural ties to that people. Were that not the case, most of us would not be followers of Christ. Most Catholics, most Christians, are not Jews by descent. We're Chinese and Cheyenne, Maoris and Magyars, Americans and Armenians, Thais and Tlingits, Indonesians and Igbos. We're everybody, and we all bring to the church our own ways of being Christian, our own colors to add to the caravan. That is what we celebrate today, what we give thanks for today. God has chosen to love us, the unchosen people. The centuries God spent, the prophets God sent, were all meant to build a people within whom a Savior could be born for all of us. On Epiphany, we celebrate the fact that Christmas was not just for one people. Christmas is for all. So, who are the wise astrologers? They're all of us. We are the strangers who come from afar, from outside the chosen people, to worship the King of the Jews. We come to Christ, conscious that we have no right to him, and grateful that God's love is not hemmed in. We, like the astrologers, come to worship. We've seen the signs and wonders of Christ, and recognize and worship him as God among us. We don't bring the gold of a king, the frankincense of a god, or the myrrh of the dead. But we worship him nonetheless as our ruler, our God, the one who died and rose. We bring the gifts of our personalities, our cultures, our histories, our traditions, and even our sins. We also show the way and invite others to join us as we go to worship the Lord. On Epiphany, we thank God for the gift of Jesus Christ, a gift given to all of us throughout the world, throughout time. Like the wise astrologers, we respond by bringing our gifts to the Lord, our ways of praying, our ways of singing, our ways of thinking, our ways of acting. Let us give thanks today, too, for each other, for the variety of gifts our fellow travelers bring as bearing gifts we travel afar.
The Union of Catholic Asian News is the leading independent Catholic news source from Asia. Support our network of Catholic journalists and editors who daily provide accurate independent reports and commentaries on issues affecting the Church across the Asian region. Go to www.ucanews.com/donate and do your bit. Thank you.